All right, it's time for another edition of What's On Your Mind. It's Brooke and Jeffrey in the morning. And you know that awful feeling when you're lying in bed at night just trying to fall asleep and you can't doze off?
Dude, it rarely happens to me, but it did the other night, and it's so frustrating.
It is, because your brain just keeps going and going, and you're thinking about all the random stuff that you have to do. It's really obnoxious. But recently, I found a way to fall asleep in those situations, and it works like 99.9% of the time.
Ooh, do tell.
What I do is I close my eyes.
Yeah, got it. I'm doing it.
And I picture my two co-hosts, Brooke and Jose, passionately making out.
What? That is so gross.
No,
oh my God.
I do that.
And I'm in a dry heat.
Within seconds, I'm out. Done.
You're just asleep?
What is wrong with you?
It's probably because it's such a horrific mental image. My brain doesn't want to think about it anymore, so it just shuts itself off. I highly recommend that strategy to anybody listening. Next time you're having trouble sleeping,
just Brooke.
Picture Brooke and Jose.
No. Imagine your own
just
coworkers
busting some slob.
I'm gonna say,
trust me, you won't want to stay awake when you're thinking about it. You probably won't even want to live.
Yeah, I'll jump out my bedroom window.
I did it last night, and I feel so rested.
Don't do it anymore.
And it's perfect because now my brain is totally 100% clear for another edition.
Oh my God.
Of What's On Your Mind, where we go around the room and find out what each member of the morning show has been thinking about lately. Joining us again is our social media coordinator, Alexis.
Hi, guys.
We'll find out what's been on her mind. But first, Brooke, what's been on your mind?
I'm trying to get my head straight right now.
Get out with me.
You're going to fall asleep.
You guys, my husband made an amazing dinner a couple of nights ago.
Awesome.
He's in the middle of cooking, and he had all these little dishes of like vegetables he was going to use. And then there was a dish that was filled with dirt. Mm. And I figured that the kids must have brought in a dish of dirt and set it on the counter. Okay. So I immediately took it out and threw it on the ground.
Okay.
Oh, no.
It was the ancho chili paste for his ancho chili chicken. And it wasn't store-bought. He made it by hand.
Oh, those are so hard.
My God, I felt so bad.
What did you do?
I tried to scoop some of it up because I realized it before he said anything. And I got a little bit without any leaves attached to it.
Gross.
And I brought it in and his face was just like, what?
He knew.
You thought my cooking was dirt? And it was only an okay meal because it was missing like three quarters of the spice.
And you complained like, this isn't a lot of flavor.
It's kind of bland, honey. I don't know. The problem is,
Jose, what's been on your mind?
Well, recently I told you guys about some t-shirts that popped up on a Facebook ad that I almost bought that were for toddlers.
Yeah, right.
So then Facebook asked, would you like to autofill your credit card info?
Don't.
And I'm like, genius.
No.
Like,
no.
Oh, my God.
Oh, no.
So after I did that, not only does it not stop the ads, last night, going to bed, I bought $100 worth of reggae tank tops and hats, and it took less than 10 seconds.
Is anyone else like, picturing like a hat with fake dreads coming out?
No, there is a lion with a Jamaican flag.
Okay.
It's very stereotypical.
Yeah, that's cute. Social media coordinator Alexis, tell us what's been on your mind.
So yesterday, I got the keys to my new house I'm moving into.
Oh, my gosh. Congrats.
That you're renting.
Which is crazy because you didn't ever see it before you agreed to rent it.
No, so I got to see it for the first time.
Oh, my gosh.
And I had a small breakdown when I didn't see it.
Because your roommates just picked this place out for you.
Yeah, so I trusted them. And my roommate said it has a great backyard and huge garage we can turn into a cool hangout spot.
Oh, yeah. Nice.
Whatever that is.
She's using air quotes as she says.
Yeah. So I go in, and first I notice I can touch the ceiling. And I'm 5'3", so it's a little weird.
No.
I can put my hand up and touch them.
Not good.
Yeah. How is that even legal? How did someone legally build a building?
I honestly don't know. Then I go to check out the backyard. No back door. Can't find my way out there. There's one way in and out of the house, the front door.
There's no other doors than one door?
They said you can open the garage.
Oh, my God. That's awful.
So that happened, and I sent a few passive-aggressive texts, and I, like, unpacked some stuff in my bedroom at the old house, and I was like, that's it. I'm not going.
You're gonna turn into a squatter in your old house. I like this, Alexis.
I refuse to move. But
this is a good experience, like life building experience. What have you learned from this?
Mm. I'm never going to trust my roommates again.
Okay. Right. That is a good lesson. Smart lesson. I like that one.
And maybe look at the place that you want to move into before you actually agree to move in.
Maybe. Yes. I mean, I thought, like, what's the worst it can be?
That's it.
There it is. That is it.
Jeffrey, what's on your mind?
I think normally I have some pretty thick skin.
Do you?
I'm used to getting negative feedback.
Okay, because of your mom?
Yes. It's thanks to years and years
conditioning.
Just being a massive disappointment to my parents. But recently, someone on this show actually made me feel kind of bad.
Oh, really?
Oh, man, who did that? Was it Brooke? I bet it was Brooke.
It was Brooke.
I knew it!
I am constantly building you up. Every day I go in and I tell you, you did a great job today and I love working with you.
Yeah, right before you knock me back
down.
You
don't tell me that every day.
Well, you know, I only speak truth.
Because I was in studio the other day and Brooke mask shamed me.
What?
Right to my face.
No,
she said that my mask looked ugly and cheap.
Okay, because it was a free paper mask that you had been wearing for at least 3 weeks, which is not sanitary.
If I wasn't wearing my mask, you'd be able to see the pain on my face. But if I've learned anything from watching lots of episodes of Dr. Ruth, it's you can't hold your feelings in. You need to talk it out and air it out. So, Brooke, I'd like to give you the opportunity to apologize to me in front of everyone and to my mask.
No, you need to upgrade your mask game and is
okay,
like a
so
health hazard.
So you're doubling down on shame.
I am.
All right.
You need a nice fancy French mask.
Other people would be with me.
It's not just me. It's a lot of people that work here use the same masks that I do.
It's true.
Okay.
We don't share a mask. I mean, they use the same kind of mask.
That would be amazing.
I'm like, that is pretty much like really going beyond the point of why these things are required.
Okay, so zero apologies.
Zero.
Still ugly masks.
Yes. No regrets.
Yeah, no regret. Wow. I'm not turning back on that one.
Wow. All right.
Yeah.
Well,
I'll give you a mask. How does that sound?
That would be amazing. Can you buy masks for everybody, please?
You are like a large child. That's what happens when your mommy does everything for you growing up.
And the shame keeps coming. All right, I'm going to go cry, but text into 78592. Tell us what you've been thinking about lately, positive or negative. You can get it off your chest. We'll read your texts right after this.